This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So Butch and Butch was a photo exhibition that was held at Photo Space Gallery in Courtney Place for a couple of weeks in January and February 2015. It came out of a spark of an idea sort of from mid-2014 where I became aware of the work of Meg Allen, a photographer from San Francisco. Meg's been photographing butchers for the last year or so, and she's, I think her exhibition has been travelling around the States. And when I saw it, some publicity about it came through on Facebook Sunday morning, as you do, not quite awake, saw it come through and thought, I reckon we could do something in Wellington like this. Well, why not, you know? So to make myself fully committed to that, I immediately set up something on Facebook and put out the word to people that if they wanted to be involved in this in some way, to get in touch with me. And when I first was putting out that publicity about it, I couched it in the way of people who self-identified as butch, if they wanted to be a participant, have their photo taken, then would talk about that and get that done. I also made the mistake of approaching a few people up front about it, and that was an early learning for me, where people say, "Why are you asking me?"
Oh, wow. So you were asking people directly, and then so you mean their reaction to being asked about something so specific?
Yeah, yeah. It was. I self-identify as butch.
Yeah.
And I thought that some of my friends did too. And then I quickly found out that they didn't necessarily identify as in the same way that I did. So that was something new for me, and it was good because that lesson was learnt pretty early on. Mm-hmm. And so I completely changed my approach and made it much more around around emphasizing if you self-identify, and I didn't approach people after that.
So did any of those original people end up in the exhibition, or were those ones that you originally approached directly, did you leave those ones and then just went to the people who self-identified and volunteered themselves?
That's right, I backpedaled.
So none of the original ones were in it?
The ones who I approached, no.
Okay.
But under because they didn't see themselves as in the way that I was couching it, which was, if you're butch, basically, come and be part of this. And I was approaching them along those lines, and they weren't seeing themselves like that. Mm-hmm. So when it was around if you self-identified as butch, then that was open to people coming forward. But what made it even more open was I also said if you feel you're seen as butch.
Okay.
And then, you know, you might be interested in this as well. And that actually got probably half the people who ended up being in the exhibition were people who came into it because they didn't necessarily label themselves as anything, but they knew and had experienced for a long time that other people saw them as such.
Yeah. I just want to take you back a bit to when you initially saw the other exhibition, was it Mel Allen, did you say?
Meg Allen,
sorry. And it came up on Facebook. That jump between seeing that and then wanting to do your own project, what's been your background and history in photography or that kind of, because that's quite a jump to see that of someone else and think, oh, I could, you know, Wellington could have something like that. So can you tell us a bit more about where you come from?
I've sort of dabbled in photography for a few years now. I'd had an exhibition at Photo Space before a couple of years earlier, and that was from photos I took while I was travelling in Asia. But basically, I was stuck in a motel room on Koh Samui for about 10 days and really had nothing to look at other than the orange walls of the room and the TV set. So I ended up taking a whole lot of photos of that, and that became an exhibition. Yeah, James, that's Photospace. He's a great guy to talk to if you have ideas for things and they appeal to him. He can be really supportive. So he knew of me because I'd done this other exhibition with him. So when I went back and talked to him about the Butch and Butch idea and showed him some of my first portraits that I was taking, James was really enthusiastic and liked the story of what was happening with it. My background around the subject area would be my self-identity as a Butch person, and for me, that's the idea that there's a masculinity that's not doesn't necessarily conform with the social norms around gender roles, gender identity, and so on. And so Meg Allen's work appealed to me, and I wanted to. I just thought, why not? We can explore that here as well.
Yeah.
No. I didn't really think it, obviously, from what I've already said. I didn't think it through that much before I put the idea out there. But, you know, things evolve. And, you know, I just kind of feel Wellington's this sort of town where if you do have an idea and you can get people excited about it, then you can just make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how I approach life here. So, and it worked. It worked, yeah.
And so you've said you use social media to get people to engage, and that you were then waiting for people to come and volunteer themselves for it. What happened after that? Because I saw the exhibition, saw some of the photos that you were showing, and I was interested that it seemed like you picked locations, or they picked locations maybe, that were special to them or linked to their personality. So can you tell us like that process of how you decided where to take the photos and how it was all arranged and things like that?
That's right. Once someone got in touch with me about it, and we would we'd meet and have a chat about why they wanted to be part of the project, and it was up to them to decide where they wanted the photo taken, what sort of props, if that's a word for it, they wanted around them that were meaningful to them, and for that to help tell their story in the pictures. What was also really important to the project, and I think a really part of why people enjoyed it a lot, is that each of the participants was asked to write a narrative for themselves, 150 words maximum, and to have that go alongside their photo. And when I put together a booklet for the exhibition that had both the photo and the person's story next to it, and I felt that gave a good balance and kind of a bit more of a wraparound than about the person as an individual than necessarily people just seeing how they were portrayed in the photo itself.
So people's the subjects, I don't know if that's the language you're using, yeah. Sorry. What would you
that's
use?
Right.
What would you use, actually?
I call participants.
Participants, sorry. So they had a voice within it as well. So as well as the photo, there was also their voice that was included with it.
Yeah, and following the exhibition, PrideNZ.com got in touch, and I've had maybe a dozen interviews with the people who were in the exhibition as well. Mm. There were 20 photos taken altogether, and 19 ended up going up in the exhibition itself at Photospace. And I've interviewed, I think, around a dozen of the people who were in it, just to get even more of a story about them and their experience of the Butch identity and or how they've been seen as Butch, what that means for them in their lives. And the broader story about their lives as people.
What's been the reaction to it, both within the queer community and also maybe outside of the queer community? Because I know at the time there was an article in the Don Post, wasn't there? So I know what's been the reaction, within those kind of two areas?
Just before the exhibition started, I think it was because James sent out some publicity to the Dominion Post, they got in touch and ended up running a full-page feature with some photos from the exhibition in it, and also an interview with me about it and about Butch as an identity. And so that was great. I got quite a lot of feedback from people that, you know, it was a nice thing to open up for over their breakfast. It was this, I think it was called Being Butch was how they headlined it. Yeah. And then, me sort of leaning nonchalantly against a wall in the gallery. So that was great publicity for it. And then I had a Facebook page, which is still there. People have been sharing that page. I think they've about 200 likes on that. So I was keeping people up to date with how the project itself was going as I was taking the photos. And then once the exhibition was up, and the interview started happening, was able to put it up through that as well. Got really good positive feedback from people about when they came along to the exhibition. We had a big opening, and that was a very hot evening in January, but it was packed out. It was great. It was like an event. I loved it. It was really helpful that I was able to sell the booklets, because I wasn't selling the photos. They've all gone back to the participants.
Oh, okay.
And that was a deliberate thing. I don't want to sell someone's portrait like that. But selling the booklets helped to finance some of the project. And I also got help from photographer Jenny O'Connor, who's behind the Visible at 60 project.
Yeah.
And Jenny's a great mate of mine, was really helpful in terms of me looking at the photos with her and getting some sense of, how they could be created together, or where I was mucking up things, or, you know, those sorts of things. So, because I'm an amateur photographer, I'm certainly not professional. So it was great to have a mentor to help me out there, as well as be able to talk about it with James going through it.
Yeah. So what would you say, I guess that there's a two parts to this question, about what you've learned from doing the project. So did you learn anything new or different about the concept of Butch, or did anything surprise you about the concept of Butch? And also, what have you learned about doing projects like that? So setting up projects like that and following them through. So that's two quite big questions, actually. So the question, did you learn anything new, or were you surprised by anything around the concept of Butch and people's discussions around that?
It was interesting that people wanted to go straight into the butch-femme dichotomy, and that wasn't where this was going or what it was about. People even said, "Oh, why don't you take? You know, why don't we do one of with femmes? And why don't you do one of femmes?" Well, I'm not femme, you know. So if that's something that people who identify as femme want to explore, they're the best ones to do it. You know, I'm not going to do that. So it was much more about something that, you know, related to me as a person. What I really learnt was one of the participants, Māori Wahine Tor. She heard about it, and she approached me and she said, "Look, I've talked with some people. I would like to be part of this." In fact, she was one of the ones I had approached early on.
Okay.
And then she backed off.
Yeah.
But then she came back to me. She came back to me after she talked to some of her friends and said, "I don't identify as Butch. I don't relate to that. I understand it. But I'm Wahine Tor." And she was the first person I took a photo of.
Yeah.
And so it's, I understand that the idea of it has some quite Western meanings to it, and that culturally it's not something that necessarily transfers across, you know, all sorts of different cultures. However, having it as a very open invitation to people meant that there were that people were able to come into it on their own terms. There was an assumption that everyone in it was lesbian, and that I never said that that was something that, you know, that people's.
So the assumption from who? What do you mean? Where did that assumption come from? So you weren't assuming that everybody that approached was lesbian, but Do you mean everyone that approached, do you think, were lesbian?
Many do identify as lesbian as well, but there are certainly other identities there. The invitation wasn't around people's sexual orientation, as it was around the word or the term butch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was hoping that there'd be a real range of people who would get on board, and there was a real range, but it wasn't quite as broad as I wanted. I would have loved to have seen some gay guys, for example, but I wasn't putting it out in that way.
Yeah.
And so having the conversation, for example, with the Dawn Post, I didn't go into huge amounts of depth with the journalists, just because I didn't feel like the public was really going to be able to go there in an article around it. So it was kind of tricky. There was an assumption that everyone's a lesbian, and they're not.
So do you mean when people look at the exhibition and look at the photos, there's an assumption there that everybody, when they're looking at the photos, there's an assumption that they're looking at lesbians?
And that the exhibition is a lesbian exhibition.
Yeah.
I would certainly go down the track of saying it's a queer exhibition, but that wasn't what I was couching it as.
And so in terms of as a project, what you look back now, what are you pleased with, what would you do differently in terms of it, as a how you constructed it as a project?
My personal learning in life is that I need to think a little bit harder, wake up, have a few more coffees before I necessarily hit those those buttons on Facebook. But you know that I, from other things, that I probably need to still learn that one. Just do it. Get your ideas. I'm not a professional photographer. I manage to get exhibitions and galleries, you know. The point was to have a community event, to have something that, why not have it? Why not have it in Wellington? You know, as people were talking about Meg Allen's work, it's great. You know, it sparked an idea. So, you know, give it a go. Yeah, it's all it makes for me. What it does is just give me confidence to do other things.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing was perfect in it, but I did it. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people were on board with it, and I think a lot of people got something good out of it.
Yeah. And I guess that the obvious kind of next question is: have you got thoughts about what your next thing project might be, or even where? If this might have sparked something in other people, could you see a logical, like, where could it go next? I mean, I know it could go anywhere, but what would be your thoughts about what next, whether it was you or somebody else pursuing that?
Yeah, I would hope that if people were seeing it as ideas of, well, why don't we do this for this group, you know? Why don't we do this around these identities and so on, that people just decide to do it and go ahead, you know. It's great. Get this stuff out there, you know, get the discussions going if that's what the basis of it is. But get people involved. You know, it's I've got ideas for some other projects that I want to do that are still portrait related but quite different to this, and so I won't go into that yet.
Oh,
but there are other community more community based projects that I'm also kind of thinking about and want to get off the ground.
And as we kind of come to the end of this interview and this discussion, is there anything that you would like to kind of tell us or that maybe I've not asked about in terms of the project that you sort of think, looking back, I would like to just kind of make that clear or tell people a bit more about certain aspects of it? Is there anything you wish you were had been asked?
If people have got ideas but they're feeling like they don't really know quite how to go about it, I'd be happy to talk to people about it. Certainly I can only talk from my experience of it. But it's, you know, it's not as difficult to do these things as sometimes people might think.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm pretty easy to get hold of
yeah.
in Wellington.
Yeah.
And I'd be really happy to talk people through about doing it. I did do it for MotoGo. I certainly had some great help along the way.
Mm.
But it was kind of basically just take that next step.
Mm.
And I really, really appreciate the people who got on board with the project and became participants, because I think they were quite courageous, actually, put themselves out there. Quite a vulnerable thing to do. My understanding is that most of them found it really positive for them.
Yeah, I think you're right. As somebody who has seen the photos and just went as a viewer to the exhibition, that's what struck me about how vulnerable people could potentially be in that situation. So, to put themselves out there and feel comfortable with people looking at not only photos of them, but talking about really personal stuff in their narratives as well. And I guess that's part of how you engaged with them, you know, to get people to that point of feeling that they could be photographed and talk about those kind of things. So I guess there's a lot of just how you approached that project as well, and how you the interaction between you and those people, which seems to me to be, you know, vital in that kind of project.
Oh, completely. It's there's a lot of trust in there, and yes, certainly an aim to really respect where people were coming from and how they wanted to be portrayed. I feel quite protective of people, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been asked if it could go to other places, and I've said no, because I think those places should do their own. And I feel like in the context of Wellington, they're all people who are living in Wellington, so felt like their friends and family were coming to the exhibition as well as the others. But it was a bit of a cocoon there.
Yeah, it's a responsibility, isn't it, around you've got their identity there and what you then go on to do with it. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking this afternoon. It's great to hear a bit more about your experience and how you went about that whole project. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to kind of your next piece of work. So let us know on Facebook as soon as possible what it is.
Thanks, Karen.